Passage 2.
Here's a biography of John Muir. In Johnson Muir's own writings, to bring readers a life story of this remarkable man, who did so much to raise America's awareness of environmental issues. As America's first environmentalist, John Muir lived his life forever daring to undertake new adventures. He spent most of his days outdoors and had a deep love for the wild lands. In the book, we meet John Muir as he is fearlessly climbing the roof of his house. He captures birds only to let them go when he realizes the cruelty involved. He becomes an inventor and sells his inventions in order to attend the university. As a young man, he began walking over tens of thousands of miles during his lifetime, to the south of Florida, the west to California, and north to Alaska, where readers are taking a long and particularly hair-raising adventure, and a large mass of floating ice. Muir's learning in observation throughout his life led him to devote his last year to preserving the natural environment. His writing and speaking raised awareness of the importance of conservation and helped bring about our national park system. Readers may feel they know John Muir after reading his story and may catch his passion for preserving the richness of our lands. The other portrait of Muir's life is a testimony to what it means to be lifelong learners and to use that learning to inform and bring about change.
Questions 13 to 15 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 13. What kind of book is the speaker introducing? Question 14. What do we learn about John Muir when he was young? Question 15. What did John Muir intend to do through writing and speaking?